We are learning Masechet Beis Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, and we are starting on top of the Amud. It's Rabbi Yechanan said that a bunch of different things that Kaveh L'maisa are only Kaveh L'maisa if the food was Nigmar Malachtai. So he said Shabbos is only Kaveh by Nigmar Malachtai. Lafuke from Hillel holds that it's Kaveh even by Nigmar Malachtai. Chotzer is called Lafuke who? Chotzer Lafuke with Rabbi Yaakov. That's Nan. We learned in the Mishnah. We had this Mishnah before. Hamavit Te'enim B'chatzer Elixai is Bonov Amnei Beisai. You bring te'enim to dry them out, which means it's not nigmar malachtai. So you're allowed to eat it arai, which means it's part of an amaisa, p'tur min amaisa. So why? Because lo nigmar malachtai, so chotz is not kaveya. V'tani Allah, Rabbi Yaakov Agus, Rabbi Yaakov Mechayev, Rabbi Yehuda Poiter. The Braita says, who is everyone? Rabbi Yaakov is Mechayev, Rabbi Yehuda is Poiter. Akuponim, we see from here that it's machloikis if chotz is Keveya by Dovash Lloyd Nigmar Malach. They really had a similar like before of Lezer Rav Shua. And we're saying, Lafuki and Rav Yaakov holds that it's Chayev. Rav Yechon says, not halacha like that. Halacha is like a Rav Rabbi Yehuda. Truma. Lafuki and Rav Eliezer. Truma, we say, is only Keveya by Dovash and Nigmar Malach. It's going to exclude Rav Eliezer Shita. It's not. Peirish Yitarmanach Lloyd Nigmar Malach. He took off Truma on Peirish that were not Nigmar Malach. You can't eat Ari. Why not? Because he holds Truma is keveya, even in Dovash le'nigmar malachtai. V'chom matirim, v'chom hold its mutter. So again, Rabbi Yechon's passed like chomim to hold that it's not keveya. Truma is not keveya until you have nigmar malachtai. Now after the last one, mekach. When you sell something, that's keveya l'mais usually. And shayla is, if you sell something before nigmar malachtai, is a chal l'mais or not? Is a chal kviyas l'mais or not? Mekach, ketnan, like we learned, this is a braisa, ketayin learned in a braisa. Halakeach te'enim am aretz, makom shuroyiv bnei adam darsim. You buy te'enim, we know when you buy from am aretz, so roiv ameratzim take off maisa, they all take off chuma, but maisa they don't believe in so much, so some of them don't take off maisa, and therefore they're masakin that when you buy from am aretz, you have to iver maisa, you have to take maisa again. Why? It's called demai. It's called demai. It's the rabbanding of maisa, because if a person's a ani, he doesn't have to take off demai because it could be something like a rave amir it's masrim. But we are worried they didn't take off demai, so therefore you have to take off demai. So here we're talking about in a place where everyone ate the te'enim only after the dried out. And here this was fresh te'enim, so really it's not nigmar malachta. So like keach te'enim amir it's makom shreiv ne adam darsim oichel mem arai asrim demai. You're allowed to eat arai, which means we hold that the buying it does not make kviyas lemaisa because it's not processed yet. When you take off Meiser, you take off Demai, which means you could assume that the Amoritz took off Meiser, even though it was before Nigmar Malachta. Shema mino tlat, see from this Brisa, three things. Shema mino mekach ene kevas avodosh Nigmar Malachta. Number one is to see that mekach is only keveya by something that's Nigmar Malachta. Shema mino, what do you see? Because see you can eat it arai. Number two is the Shema mino roiv amearetz masrim. You see the roiv amearetz amasrim because you see over here that it's only demai. The Shema mino maasrim demai amearetz filled with davos nigmar malachtam. And your third chiddush is, which is a bigger chiddush, that you assume roiv amearetzim are meiser even before nigmar malachtam. That means that when someone sells something, you always want to sell it that it's already kosher. Part of making something kosher is you got to take off meiser. So the Amaratzim, even though it's Le Nigmar Lachtai, they take off Meiser before, right for them, and it's only Demai. When it comes to you taking the Meiser, all it is, it has a din of a Demai. It's not in the level of Tevel and Bamish, and that's a Chiddush, even though it's before Nigmar Lachtai. Some say that some Rishonim and Acharonim say it's Dafka Amaratzim do that, because a Chaver wouldn't sell not processed food yet, because he wants to wait till it's processed and takes off Meiser like a mensch, and then he sells it. Like upon him, that's a Zaydika thing. But either way, you see from this brisa that Mekka is only Kaveya, but Dovash Nigmar Malachta. And so that's Rabbi Yechon, like this Vandiyama. Who come Lafuke? Lafuke, Mother Tanan. It's Lafuke, this other Mishnah Maestris, which has a tzad that Mekka is Kaveya, even by Nigmar Malachta. Because it says, a machlev peris im chaveira. If you switch peris with your friend, which is definitely a Mekka, you're doing a khalip and you're switching. My pears, you know, I have apples, you have pears or whatever it is, the pears that are chayiv and mice derai, so you'll have other ones, but you're switching apples for pears, or apples for ta'inim, let's say. Zelech of zelecho, if they both want to eat it, so then it's also, it's kaveil and mice. Zelix of zelix, if they both want to dry it out, it's also chayiv and mice. Even though you plan on still processing it, it's still chayiv and mice, because the mekach is kaveil and mice. Zelech of zelix, it's also chayiv. Rav Yudah no, le'echol chayiv. If you're buying it to eat it, you chayiv ma'isa, because the mekach is kaveya since it's finished. Liksa, you still plan on drawing it out, you're potter for ma'isa. Why? Because it's not finished yet. And according to this man, the Amar, Rav Yehudah, it's only kaveya, only after Gemar Malachta, like the brisa we had before by Amaratzim. It's only kaveya after it's Gemar Malachta. And Rabbi Yechman's passing like this, Man Diyamar, the unique fame lachtanas the Rambam passing also in Paragimel Loch Gimel when he says the three different, the six different things that are keveya. So I'll read the Loshon Rambam. Echa Meshish Dvarim keveya Aperis LaMaisros. Six things are keveya Aperis LaMaisros. Hachotzer VaHamekach VaEish, which means cooking it, VaHamelach salt, VaTruma VaShabbos. We had four of them. We had five of them. We just didn't have Eish. We had all five of them. It says VaKulam like the Rambam. It's only kaveya v'davash shnigmar v'lachta. It has to be nigmar v'lachta. So the six things are the Rambam says is chotzer, mekach, eish, melach, truma, and Shabbos. We had all of them besides for eish. That's the Rambam says. And now we finished the parak Baruch Hashem. Hadron aloch hamevi b'lined of those that finished it. Zokta mishta vaita, brand new parak mashilin, last parak in Masechtas Beis. Mashilin peiris derech aruba yontif. What happened is you put up your peiris, put up your dates or your figs, whatever it is, on top of your roof to dry it out, or your grapes, and it started pouring rain. Now, if it's raining, that's going to destroy your whole drying out process because it's going to get all wet. So you want to bring it down, but you have a whole roof full of grapes. So what do? The halacha is on yontif, you're allowed to send it down the skylight. You have a skylight on the roof, it's a flat roof, and you have a skylight. You can just lower it down into the skylight, into the house, and no problem. It's tircha. We allow tircha on yontif and makom hefsid. Avaloi b'Shabbos. Shabbos, you cannot be tereach. It's not tzarech Shabbos. It's tzarech for hefsid. You can't do that on Shabbos. Yontif, we allowed you to do tircha, to work hard, to avoid a hefsid. Marshenken on Shabbos. Another halacha. Machasim peiris bekelim prei adelef. You cover the peiris with kalim, with clothing or cloths or pots for prei adelef because it's a drip. Chen kadiyayim kadosham and kadiyayim kadosham. You also could do it. Now, is this talking about Shabbos and Yontif? So it's machakas shoshanim. Rashi's mashmash talking about dafka on Yontif also. But the Rosh learns even on Shabbos because it's not such a big tircha. Another halacha is that if you have a leak in your roof and it's coming through your house into your house, you let it put a keli under it to catch the drip because it ruin your house. It's dripping your house. You let it bring it to tircha. You let it do this even b'Shabbos. It's not such a big tircha, so you let it bring a keli to catch the rain on Shabbos. And the Gemara will discuss on tomorrow's daf if there's the issa muksi here. We'll see in the Gemara later on. What? Why not? Same thing. I'm saying if it's stopping you from hefsid, why are you doing it? I'm saying whatever. Yeah, you can do whatever you do it. Yeah. Zok the Gemara weiter. Itmar Rav Yehuda Rav Nosson. Chad Tani. Some agaris haMishnah Mashilim Peres Derech Aruba. You lower Peres Derech Aruba. By the way, we'll see in the Gemara that Dafka Derech Aruba is Mutter, but to pick it up and send it out the window, that's more Tircha. Could be you can't do that. Well, again, we'll see that in the Gemara in tomorrow's daf. So some agaris Mashilim Peres Derech Aruba. Itma Rav Yehuda Rav Nosson Chalam Tani Mashilim VeChad Tani Mashchilim. The Gers is Mashchilim. Am Mazutra Ma'an Tani Mashchilim LeMishtabish. The one who's Gers Mashchilim, it's not a mistake. Ma'an Tani Mashchilim LeMishtabish and Gers Mashchilim LeMishtabish, because both words mean the same thing: lowering Paris. How do you know it means lowering Paris? Ma'an Tani Mashchilim LeMishtabish. The Chesiv is a pasuk in the Torah. Ki Yishal Zeisecha. It's a pasuk in the Torah that says that Zeisim Yula Lecha V'Chol Gavulecha. You'll have olives on all your trees, all over the place. B'shem lo yisosuch, and you're not going to make it into oil. Why not? Ki yishal zaysecha, because they'll fall off before they ripen. So you see, yishal lotion of lowering down. Uman de tani mashchilim lo mishtav. It's not a mistake. Tonight I went to the Mishnah by Bechiris, different mumim of Bechiris, and the two mumim are shachol v'akosel. Shachol means shenishmito yirechai. This mum is the mum in the Torah. It's called sarua, which means one of the limbs are longer than the other one. So shachol had to get longer. It was nishmeta yirecha. It fell out of its socket, and now it's longer. So you see, it's lashon of lowering shachol. Kosel means she'achas b'yirechei so gvayim mecharata. One of the thighs is higher than the other one, which means it's attached. It's attached to the socket in a higher place. Akaponim, you see, shachol means lowering. So our mission says either mashilin or mashchilin. Both of them could mean lowering. Rav Nachman's add on all, three other words it could have been. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Man datani, which Rashi says, if it would say, if someone have a girsa, mashirim, loy mishtabish. Uman datani mashkirin, loy mishtabish. If you had a girsa, mashkirin, also wouldn't be a mistake. Uman datani minashirim, loy mishtabish, also would not be a mistake. The Gemara explains why all these words can mean, how do you see that these words can mean lowering? Man datani mashirin, loy mishtabish. It's time to look at the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. We know a nazir is not like cutters here. So what about shampooing is here? So he's like shampoo is here also. Don't have to worry about pulling out here. But lo yochav roishav adama. You shouldn't use certain type of sand. Let's say from the Yamamelech, people have the sand. They rub the hair with the sand. You shouldn't do that. Because meishir is a sar, because it causes the sar to come out. So what do you see? The word meishir means to lower, to take off. So therefore, if you go to the Mishnah Mashirim, it's fine because it comes from the word meishir as a sar. Umad etani mashkir muslim mishtavish. It's time to look at the Mishnah. The Gabi Hilchos Tuma, Hashachar, it's Mishnah Kalim, Hashachar Vazuk Shal Safarim, these are type of scissors. Rashi learns Shachar is a Ta'ar, which is a razor, Taisus August is a type of scissor. So these type of scissors, Apishinechku, even though it's split in half, Tameim, they're both Tamik, because they're both Kalim. So what do you see? You call one of these things that remove you here, you call it a Shachar. Why is it called Shachar? Because it removes the hair. So Mashkir means removing from the roof. Also, the time with the Mishnah, if your kelim, your clothing fell into water, you're allowed to walk in the street, and that chayshus, people are going to think you washed your clothing on Shabbos. So you see, nashu means felon. Inami, ezu leket, what's called leket, hanoshu b'shas siru, stuff that fall off b'shas, they're cutting it down, that's called leket. So if you're going to ask me, why do you have the inami over here? You never had inami, why do you have two pshatim? So Taisa speaks out, because Pashup Shad Nashru maybe is, like Rashi says in Mesechta Shabbos, Nashru Lashon Sharia, of soaking. So therefore it doesn't mean falling down. Therefore we brought another Raya from the Pasuk of Noishu Shas Ksira to teach us that we have another Raya that Noishu can mean falling down. Zakti Maravait, that's now, look at the Mishnah. Mashilim Peres Derech Aruba B'Yomtiv. They allow to lower down the Peres Derech Aruba on Yomtiv. Ad Kama. How many Peres could you do with the West? And the latter do is Tirich on Yontav, because Yontav is more kulik than Shabbos. But how much could you do? Amrav Zera, Amrav Asiv Amrilo, Amrav Asiv Yechanon, Ka'ishaninu, just like the halacha of Masechta Shabbos, where you're clearing out the area because you want to have a shear there, you want to make a shear in your house, and you have a bunch of baskets there full of produce, you want to move it. So how much land to move? So it said in the Mishnah, it's a parak, Mefanim Arba Vachamish Kupay Shal Teben. You're allowed to move four or five kupois of teven v'shel tvua, v'pnei ha'archim, because of the guests, or because you want to have a shear there, because you want to learn there. So you see, the limit is four or five. So here also, you're allowed to do tircha, but the limit is four or five. So v'fekti marakasha, what's a dimyam? Dilma. Shani ha'asam nika bitl v'smedrash. There we're talking about learning Torah. That's not saying it's hefsid. V'halcha leka bitl v'smedrash. Loi, maybe here, just hefsid. That's no heter. That's one taina. Taina number two. Inami hosam on a time with the arba v'chamish kubashari from the Shabbos chamir. Shabbos is chamer, and you let her do four or five because also lezuzah. You're not going to come to mezalzah. We know Shabbos chamer. If I tell you four or five, you're not going to go do ten, 12 or mezalzah and other things. But yomtiv, if you let him do so much, the kill also lezuzah. The klal loy. You shouldn't even do four or five. You shouldn't do two or three because then you might come to mezalzah. So I'm not going to work klal loy because of that, they could do something. I'm just saying they could do something. But the kasha is that you shouldn't be able to do four or five. Einami, the third time is the idach gisa. Hosmai in time, like a hefsamaman. There's no hefsamaman. There we say, you know, just four or five. Avhacha, they got hefsamaman. Fill two and maybe even more. So we have a bunch of different tainas on this dimyan to four or five kupois. What's the halacha? So it's machlokes. The Rosh says that even though we have a bunch of kashas, we paskin like this because that's the Gemara says four or five kupois. But the Rif doesn't bring this down, and the Rambam also. Zok Duran, the Rif and the Rambam hold that since we have all these kashas, the halacha is you could even carry even more. You could do even more. That's what he says. Veniru shadasa rav vasi the kivin loy ifshto nakdim belakula v'ir kasva lemastisim stama v'shmit loyis abay loyma the sharia filo tuva from the sura the rabbanu v'sekel kula. How do we paskin? Shogunar paskins you can move as much as you want on yontif. Just tercha because of hefsid. You let him move as much as you want because of hefsid mamon, and not like this man yomah says four or five kupais.